Financial English by Susan Norman. Copyright 1986, British Broadcasting Corporation.
Unit 1. Basics. Exercise 1-2. Request information using the prompts on the cassette, like this. You hear,
give me some information about interest rates.
You say,
could you give me some information about interest rates?
You hear the correct answer.
Could you give me some information about interest rates?
Now you try. 1.
Give me some information about interest rates.
Could you give me some information about interest rates?
2.
Let me know by telex.
Could you let me know by telex?
3.
Reply as soon as possible.
Could you reply as soon as possible?
4.
Send me the details.
Could you send me the details?
5.
Give me all the figures.
Could you give me all the figures?
6.
Write a short report about it.
Could you write a short report about it?
7.
Ring me next week.
Could you ring me next week?
Exercise 1-6. Listen to the pronunciation of the letters of the alphabet in order.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Complete the table with the following country names, which are spelt for you. 1.
Uganda. U, G, A, N, D, A.
2.
Zambia. Z, A, M, B, I, A.
3.
Somalia. S-O-M-A-L-I-A.
4.
Burundi. B-U-R-U-N-D-I.
5.
Niger. N-I-G-E-R.
6.
Rwanda. R-W. A-N-D-A.
7.
Botswana. B-O-T-S-W-A-N-A.
8.
Mauritius. M-A-U-R-I-T-I-U-S.
9.
Ethiopia. E-T-H-I-O. P-I-A.
10.
Bangladesh. B-A-N-G-L-A-D-E-S-H.
11.
El Salvador. E-L-S-A-L-V-A-D-O-R.
12.
Suriname. S-U-R-I-N-A-M.
13.
Papua New Guinea. P-A-P-U-A-N-E-W-G-U-I-N-E-A.
14.
Colombia. C-O-L-O-M-B-I-A.
Exercise 1-8. Practice saying sentences from the table in Exercise 1-6 with the cassette. 1.
In 1980, Uganda exported coffee worth $345 million, which represented approximately 99% of its exports.
2.
In 1982, Zambia exported copper worth $1,060 million, which represented approximately 97% of its exports.
3.
In 1982, Somalia exported live animals worth $185 million, which represented approximately 90% of its exports.
4.
In 1983, Burundi exported coffee worth $77 million, which represented approximately 89% of its exports.
5.
In 1982, Niger exported uranium worth $333 million, which represented approximately 75% of its exports.
6.
In 1983, Rwanda exported coffee worth $80 million, which represented approximately 67% of its exports.
7.
In 1983, Botswana exported diamonds worth $637 million, which represented approximately 64% of its exports.
8.
In 1983, Mauritius exported sugar worth $367 million, which represented approximately 62% of its exports.
9.
In 1983, Ethiopia exported coffee worth $403 million, which represented approximately 62% of its exports.
10.
In 1983, Bangladesh exported jute worth $725 million, which represented approximately 58% of its exports.
11.
In 1982, El Salvador exported coffee worth $704 million, which represented approximately 58% of its exports.
12.
In 1982, Suriname exported alumina worth $429 million, which represented approximately 54% of its exports.
13.
In 1983, Papua New Guinea exported copper worth $818 million, which represented approximately 54% of its exports.
14.
In 1983, Colombia exported coffee worth $3,000 million, which represented approximately 51% of its exports.
Exercise 1-9. Listen to these titles from the BBC's International Money Programme. Say which country or nationality is referred to in each title.
In the BBC's International Money Programme this week, why Indians are drinking more tea, why Angola needs Western capital, why the US government wastes billions of dollars, and Argentina's hopes for recovery. That's all in the BBC's International Money Programme this week. In the BBC's International Money Programme, will China provide a nuclear waste dump? Can Brazil push up the soya price? US companies face steep compensation claims and Venezuela's hopes for an economic revival. That's all in the BBC's International Money Programme. In the BBC's International Money Programme this week, a Malaysian bank official is murdered in Hong Kong. The impact of the debt crisis on the lives of ordinary Brazilians, how coins of small value gradually buy less and less, and incentives to go farming in the Bahamas. That's all in the BBC's International Money Programme. In the BBC's International Money Programme this week, too many millionaires in Poland, too few tortillas in Mexico, less sugar from Mauritius, and why Hong Kong is losing a founder member. That's all in the BBC's International Money Programme.
Unit 2. Mergers and Takeovers. Exercise 2-5. Practice making questions to which the answer is yes or no from the sentences you hear. Like this. You hear,
U.S. News is owned by its employees. You say...
Is U.S. News owned by its employees?
You hear the correct answer.
Is U.S. News owned by its employees?
Now you try. 1. They are becoming millionaires.
Are they becoming millionaires?
2. The chauffeur stands to get $400,000.
Does the chauffeur stand to get $400,000?
3. He is looking forward to improving people's minds.
Is he looking forward to improving people's minds?
4. Zuckerman plans to make editorial decisions.
Does Zuckerman plan to make editorial decisions?
5. He is a friend of Kennedy.
Is he a friend of Kennedy?
6. He travels by private jet.
Does he travel by private jet?
7. Its fame rests on its literary reputation.
Does its fame rest on its literary reputation?
8. The magazine is not expected to break even.
Is the magazine expected to break even?
9. The dispute is the subject of a lawsuit.
Is the dispute the subject of a lawsuit?
10. Zuckerman is likely to play an increasing role in publishing.
Is Zuckerman likely to play an increasing role in publishing?
Exercise 2-6. Listen to the pronunciation of the final D in these three verbs.
Looked. He looked at the magazine. Moved. They moved away. Alienated. They were alienated.
How is the final D of the verbs in these sentences pronounced?
1. He hired Evans for the Atlantic.
2.
Robert Manning was dismissed.
3. The payments were stopped. 4.
Has the first issue appeared?
5. He purchased a magazine.
6.
Its circulation ranked after Time and Newsweek.
7. He owned Atlantic Magazine.
8.
He doesn't want to be involved in politics.
9. He travelled in America by private aeroplane.
10.
When is break-even point expected?
11. Stockman helped increase circulation of the Atlantic.
12.
It pushed up circulation.
13.
The financial position was misrepresented.
14.
Editorial changes are planned.
Listen to the verb forms alone.
1. Hired.
2.
Dismissed.
3.
Stopped.
4.
Appeared.
5. Purchased.
6.
Ranked.
7.
Owned.
8.
Involved.
9.
Travelled.
10.
Expected.
11.
Helped.
12.
Pushed.
13.
Misrepresented.
14.
Planned.
Exercise 2-7. Listen to these sentences and say them in the simple past, like this. You hear,
Zuckerman is taking over a news magazine.
You say,
Zuckerman took over a news magazine.
You hear the correct answer.
Zuckerman took over a news magazine.
Now you try. One.
Zuckerman is buying land with the magazine.
Zuckerman bought land with the magazine.
Two.
He is paying $193.5 million.
He paid $193.5 million.
Three. The employees have shares in the magazine.
The employees had shares in the magazine.
Four. They think the shares are worth about $600.
They thought the shares were worth about $600.
Five.
Several employees are becoming millionaires.
Several employees became millionaires.
Six.
Zuckerman is spending a lot of money on the Atlantic.
Zuckerman spent a lot of money on the Atlantic.
Seven.
He is putting a lot of money into the Atlantic.
He put a lot of money into the Atlantic.
Eight. He is a backer of Senator Hart.
He was a backer of Senator Hart.
Nine.
He is bringing a new editor to U.S. News.
He brought a new editor to U.S. News.
Exercise 2-9.
193.5 million dollars.
60.
1983.
$3.2 million.
$4.6 million.
$3 million.
20.
$400,000.
$5 million.
1981.
35%.
$436,000.
1986.
$3.6 million.
Exercises 2-10, 2-11, and 2-12. The International Money Program.
U.S. News and World Report, the third biggest-selling American news magazine after Time and Newsweek, is to be taken over by a multimillionaire real estate tycoon called Mortimer Zuckerman. Until now, U.S. News and World Report, a conservative weekly with a worldwide circulation of just over 2 million readers, has been owned and run by most of its employees as a profit-sharing cooperative. On the line to New York City, I asked Robert Krulwich, economics correspondent of America's National Public Radio, for details of the takeover.
Well, the first important detail is Mr. Zuckerman. He is a real estate magnate from Boston, Massachusetts, and he made a very big fortune buying and selling buildings and land in Boston. He owns already one journalistic property, the Atlantic Monthly Magazine. This is his second purchase, but it is indeed part of a package real estate deal. U.S. News and World Report, which is a magazine, as you say, owns valuable land in Washington, D.C. Zuckerman got the land and the magazine.
How much is he paying for it?
He's paying $168.5 million.
Now, where's the money going to?
Yeah, this is an interesting situation. The new magazine was started by a man who, when his children indicated no interest in taking it over, decided to sell it to the employees. And over the years, this is particularly the case among the directors, but the employees of the company own the magazine, and they all own shares. There's a pension fund with shares that are denominated to members of the editorial staff, with seven directors of the company, also employees, owning quite a large number of shares. And the way the deal works is each employee, depending upon how many shares he or her owns, will get $3,000 per share, which is a lot more than they ever thought their shares were worth. I think most people thought they were worth about $600.
And that means that, say, an editor will get an awful lot of money and become a dollar millionaire overnight.
at least 10 people, this rarely happens in journalism, as you probably know, at least 10 people on the staff of that magazine are now millionaires, yes, if this deal goes through. And a great many more will have between $200,000 and $600,000.
So they get money for this, and they get a lot of money for it. As you say, it's rare in journalism, but they lose, in fact, the control of the magazine, don't they?
Yes, they do. The magazine will now become the private property of this fellow, who until now has been associated with liberal editorial magazines. Atlantic Monthly is, I guess, a liberal magazine, and U.S. News and World Report, although these things are very subtle, is certainly, I think, on the conservative side. It has a very rich conservative tradition.
So he'll probably change the direction of the magazine.
Well, there was a staff meeting at which was invited, where the press was invited, but there were far more people from U.S. News and World Report at that conference than reporters from the rest of the world, and that was the question in their minds, what's going to happen to our magazine editorially? And the fact is, I think, that the magazine is highly formatted, has a devoted following of about 2 million readers, and to fiddle too much with the editorial content or the point of view of the magazine would be very risky, at least in the short term.
Why did they choose Mr. Zuckerman? They also looked at or considered bids from many other companies, including Hearst newspapers, I understand.
Well, to be businesslike about it, it was a very nifty multiple. The winner offered 57 times earnings for the company, and they liked that.
Who wouldn't? Especially when I hear the magazine's chauffeur, the splendidly named Mr. Obadiah Person, stands to gain no less than $400,000 if the deal goes through.